Kind of an old home week here on our Internet Advisor program. For many years, we got calls from this listener from Harbor Beach, Michigan. And that place is pretty cold right now. And so he moved to a place that's got a beach as well. But it's a whole lot warmer. And that's Houston, Texas. Paul Amici, how you doing, my friend?
Terrific. Terrific. Merry Christmas. Get that out of the way now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Buon Natale. Merry Christmas to you down there. Now, how many years have you been down there in Houston?
Over four years.
So I imagine you've gotten used to the fact that it doesn't snow anymore down there.
It snowed last week.
Wait a minute. Not in Houston.
I'm serious.
You're kidding me.
We got a trace of snow last week. It's the first time, I think, in 8 years they had snow here.
Well, all those people have to buy tires now. You know, down there, I've never seen so many people riding around in bald tires as when you're down in Texas or Florida.
Yep. Well, it was just a trace. It was gone, you know, in the afternoon. But a lot of people called in, you know, for work and stuff like that. They couldn't make it because of the snow.
Because they were out there looking at the snow and admiring it. That is astounding. I didn't know that it got that cold in Houston, Texas.
It did this time.
Well, Paul, let's get down to why you are on the air with us. You called, or rather, you sent an email to us. And folks, we love to get emails from our listeners. And this one was a really very spooky one that we got email from you on.
It's like a reboot of an email. They want money, okay? But the way they went about this was so bizarre. A friend of mine, she lives in Las Vegas, and she got this email. And I can either quote it or recap it for you, whichever you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead and quote it. Well, recap it. And if you want, if there's some places you need a quote, go ahead. But go ahead.
Okay, she gets this email, and it says, I want you to take this seriously if you value your wife and family. This is not a joke. I've been thinking that this is going to be worth it to do this. Apparently, the sender is trying to impress upon you that he's a professional hitman.
Good grief.
And I received an order to kill you. If you send me half a Bitcoin, I only accept Bitcoin, I will send you the details on who's doing this and all the information. Don't call the cops because it'll take them days to track this down, and the job will be done. Don't reply to the email. It's a one-shot deal. You know the email address?
That's a terrible pun, one-shot deal. Oh. From a hitman.
You know, if I was a paranoid person, I mean, I wonder how many people that are on medication would take this seriously.
Go ahead.
I have known people that have gotten involved in that, you know, send the money to Jamaica. I've known responsible people that, one of my neighbors just got hit for $16,000
Ouch.
2 weeks ago.
Because of one of these scams?
Because of a computer scam. I don't know the details.
Wow.
Hey, here's one.
But all I know.
Here's one that happened to me last week. I was with Grandpa. Remember I told you my wife's dad?
Yep.
And I was sitting there with him, and he received a phone call that was the strangest one. It basically, Dad or Grandpa, this is Melissa. I'm sorry, this is very embarrassing, blah, 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 blah. Basically, I was pulled over by the police, and I need bail. The thing is, they knew his granddaughter's name.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The thing is, and Grandpa, and we're sitting at each other, and we're like, Melissa, are you okay? What happened? I know you're in the nursing field. What are you doing distributing medical marijuana? You're not supposed to do that. You know, this is all running through our head. And then, by the way, what happened was is that, okay, we took the phone number down. Call us when you get the money, and we'll send a deputy over to pick it up to the house. And then we got thinking about it. And I was going to bring this up to you, but Paul's story is so traditional. We're like, wait a second. Grandpa called him back and asked Melissa a private question. But the girl that was on the phone was basically an actress tears and choking, you know, and sobbing. And you tell it was a girl, but you couldn't. It wasn't Melissa.
Wow.
Once he asked her about that one specific thing, they hung up on her.
That is fascinating. So they had an actress.
They had an actress
playing
there.
The part.
And the thing is, and they were going to send a deputy to the house. So this had to be someone that was local.
Yeah.
Knew the information and knew his address. And they're, you know, they're.
How much money was involved?
I think it was only going to be $7,000 for bail.
Well, Paul, in this particular case, a half a Bitcoin, and Ed, you and I were talking about this on the way in, Bitcoins have gone up to $18,000. So yep. A half a Bitcoin would be like $9,000.
Yep.
Ouch.
That's frightening.
Well, what's pretty frightening about this thing is I received an order to kill you because...
Here's the other tough part.
You bothered some people, in other words. I've studied you for a time, yep. And I made a decision to give you a chance, despite the specifics of my job, the business ethic of which doesn't allow me to do this, as this will destroy my reputation. Oh, poor boy. Almost 11 yep. years of impeccable executions. It's almost funny, but I decided to break some rules since this is my last order, hopefully. In general, let's break it down. I suggest you pay the half a Bitcoin. I only accept Bitcoin. Details how to send you will be able to on Google here, and it gives you details for doing that kind of thing.
So basically, you know, because I'm going to tell you, if I had to go out and get a Bitcoin today, I don't really know where to go first.
I know. I'd be dead.
So it sounds like, you know, if you wire this money to this email address I'm going to send you in Google, they'll convert it over to a Bitcoin and get it to me, which is no different than just wire the money directly to me, and that's just as well.
That's how it worked, huh, Paul?
Apparently.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. But this is saying don't bother calling the police because by the time they figure this all out, I'll have carried out my hit. You know, they're threatening with death. If I saw something like this, I go to the police and say, this person is threatening to kill me. It's not just a scam, not just looking for money.
But so she contacted Las Vegas Police Department, and I don't know where it stands with them. But
okay.
She contacted the authorities.
Good, good. Wow, this is scary. Did you talk with her about it?
I haven't talked to her straight up.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in contact, and I wanted to get permission,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I could send you this and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, fine, go ahead.
Okay.
And she obviously did not send them the money, correct?
No, she did not send them the money.
Good, good, good.
Good, 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 good.
See, this is why I don't read my email. No, just kidding. I don't read my spam folder, but I don't think this would have hit the spam folder.
I don't think so either. No. But I guess this is the most egregious, outrageous.
Something, stealing, and whether you do it creative or whether you do it straight up, it's still the same thing.
But I never heard of somebody threatening to kill you if you didn't give them their money.
Oh, what's the difference?
Go ahead, Gary.
I'd be really upset. I mean, half a Bitcoin for my life, really? That's not any more than that?
Yes.
Wow.
Paul, how much would you want for your life?
Well, I just got to start hanging out with a higher class of people, I guess.
I mean, I like to think I'm at least worth a full coin.
Yeah.
Man, you know, here's half a Bitcoin. Go get them.
This is one of the craziest ones I have heard of to this date, Paul. That's why I wanted to get you on to talk about it. But also, thank you for keeping in touch with us throughout this time. Do you listen to the podcast down there?
I do on occasion. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm not religious about it, but I do on occasion.
They get better if you drink a beer while you listen. I guarantee you that.
Sometimes.
They sound so much better.
I got to go to the store then and get some.
Well, he's Italian. You know that he's got a bottle of Chianti with him.
Cal is an Italian. Oh, you meant Paul.
I could be Italian. I don't think I've had a bottle of Chianti in years, but I'm willing to try.
Oh, good.
Paul, so how are you going to celebrate Christmas?
Family. We'll have the granddaughter will be here for Christmas.
I've seen your sweet granddaughters in your posts on Facebook. Just saw them the other day.
Yep, we're going to have fun. That's going to be a good day.
That was part of why you chose Houston, right?
Yes.
Wow. That is still boggles my mind. That is a big switch from Harbor Beach.
Yep.
Which is up on Lake Huron.
I'm from Detroit. I'm from Detroit to start. And when I was working, we got transferred to Buffalo, Greensboro, North Carolina, Winchester, Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia.
Wow.
Well, the moving wasn't anything special. You know, it wasn't one of those we're pulling.
Yeah, it's just time to pack up the bags and move again. It's just part of life now.
Well, we still haven't unpacked.
But you are retired now. You're no longer working for, it was Kmart, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, I might as well ask this question, although I think I know the answer. The internet rates down there, are they any cheaper than they are up here?
We're living with my son and his wife, and they pay the bills. We do the food, and we take care of the house.
Nice arrangement.
We have direct TV and Comcast cable, or Comcast for our computer, for Xfinity. And I don't know what they pay for it, to be honest.
Well, with a deal like that, I wouldn't care either.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't ask too many questions.
Plug in, bake up a lasagna, and keep on going, baby.
That's another reason why they keep us here.
Well, it's a good thing that you're a good cook, my friend.
My wife is an outstanding cook.
Okay. And you do the chopping, right?
I do the eating. I'm an end user.
He's an end user. I love it.
All right. Paul, thank you so much for being with us and for sending us this email in the first place. One of the most outrageous scams I've ever heard of. But fortunately, your friend is in good health, and the hitman didn't make it to the front door. All right, Paul, take care of yourself. We'll talk with you soon. Until then, Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody up there. Y'all take care.